God, we thank you for the way that you reveal yourself to us, the way that you open up our hearts and our minds, and the way that you show us who you are and the love that you have for us, God. We thank you that we get the opportunity to sing, to express ourselves, God. And I thank you for all the people in this room, Lord, the way that you've gifted them in so many different ways, God, through writing or music or acting or pottery or just an expression of words. God, we just pray that you would help them to see what you've placed inside and to let it be free, God. I just bless what you're doing in everyone's heart here, Lord, and how you are showing them more and more about who you created them to be, Lord, and that those gifts and those talents, and maybe it's cooking or seeing people for who they are, Lord, or just brightening people's days, or hospitality, God, whatever it is that you've placed inside of each person here, Lord, that you would help to just unveil that and release that, Lord, for them to feel free to just be who you created them to be, to shine brightly, Lord, love in the variety of ways that you've designed for them to do that, Lord. Thank you for here and now, and just thank you for family. Thank you that we get to come together. We have a place. We just pray for a blessing on Missio Day, Lord, for opening up their doors to allow us to come to be here, Lord God, for the years that we've been here. And I just pray for their church and the people that are here, their leadership, and just who they're connected with, and all the good that they're doing in this community, Lord, that you would just bless it. You bless them with strength and energy and vision, Lord, to continue to do what you've called them to do, God. We thank you for our city. We thank you for Salt Lake. We thank you for this valley, Lord. And we just speak life and life abundantly over the people that reside here, Lord, that live here. God, that purpose, that wholeness, that health, Lord God, we just declare that over this city. And we say yes to worth, that people would see their worth and how you see them, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah. I want to start Aaron singing that song and then talking about like where we see God. Today we're going to talk about God's glory, and I have a really cool definition for that, but I want to read part of Psalm 19. The last few times have been really like bright in here, and today it's like kind of mellow. It's like that day that you just want like so this like nice blanket, yeah, and like listen to some chill music or have a really good book or Netflix, whenever you feel like. But I wanted to read some Psalms, and we're going to talk about God's glory. I went on a hike yesterday, and we live in an absolutely incredible state, and I often take it for granted, you know, what's just in our backyard, like 20 minutes, you know, to be able to go somewhere. So beautiful, and the amount of lakes that are around and all of that, and for some reason it's taken me so long to go through Psalms to find this. Okay, so I want to look at Psalm 19, and talking about God's glory, the definition that one of my friends in Uganda, I was going through a course like 10 years ago there, and this is the definition he gave for God's glory, and I really like it. It says, "The glory of God is his beauty, splendor, and majesty revealed in his creation and his active presence in it, especially in his children, but most fully seen in the face of Jesus." So I want to say that again, because we're going to look at some verses to unpack that. So the glory of God is his beauty, splendor, and majesty revealed in his creation and his active presence in it, especially in his children, but most fully seen in the face of Jesus. I was talking with Tommy. We went and got some coffee, and there's a book that he's going to be reading and just focusing on Jesus and who Jesus is. And anyway, it sounded really cool. So that kind of got me thinking as well. And last Sunday, you know, talking about the name of Jesus and who he is, like his the essence of who he is and being in him and connected with him, we get to see God all over the place. And so I want to read Psalm 19, verse 1 through 4. It says this: "God's splendor is a tale that is told. His testament is written in the stars, and space itself speaks his story every day. Through the marvels of the heavens, his truth is on tour in the starry vault of the sky, showing his skill in creation's craftsmanship. Each day gushes out its message to the next, night with night, whispering its knowledge to all, without a sound, without a word, without a voice being heard, yet all the world can see his story. Sorry, see its story. Everywhere, its gospel is clearly read, so all may know. What a heavenly home God has set for the sun, shining in the superdome of the sky. See how he leaves his celestial chamber each morning, radiant as a bridegroom ready for his wedding, like a day-breaking champion eager to run his course. He rises on one horizon, completing his circuit on the other, warming lives and lands with his heat. What a cool way to talk about the sun, up in the sky, you know. And I think we live in such a beautiful place. And as I was hiking yesterday, just looking at, like, these mountains are incredible, right? I mean, like, 20 minutes and you're up there with, like, lakes and, like, seeing, like, trees and forests. And we were talking, like, right when a few of us arrived, like, fall and, like, how the leaves change and the beauty of that, right? And for smallest flowers and, like, the rainstorms and the clouds that come through, right? Like, we get to see such beauty that really unveils God. It unveils how amazing he is and how the craftsmanship that he has and what he can create. But I want to look at just a few other verses. In Romans 1, 19 through 20. Romans 1. Let me find it. 19 through 20. It says, in reality, the truth of God is known instinctively, for God has embedded his knowledge inside every human heart. Which is cool. Skip ahead. It says, the invisible qualities of God's nature has been made visible, such as his eternal power. He has made his wonderful attributes easily perceived, for seeing the visible makes us understand the invisible. And that's hard sometimes, because, I mean, I know we see, like, you know, we see a lot of tragedy and we see a lot of, like, heavy things in life. But there's such beauty and there's such good, you know, in this world. And there's a new series on Netflix. And it's kind of like the Blue Planet and those kind of things. I can't remember what, Our Planet? Yeah, it's called Our Planet.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, if you haven't watched it, if you have Netflix, it is stunning. Like, the whales, like, just different things. But one of the things this person is talking about, you know, because we know that, like, our world is not being treated super well, right? And like, things are just not, humans are destroying parts of the world. Let's just say that, okay? But it's crazy because in it, like, usually these things are just like, and it's all going to like, just be destroyed. And there's hope. Yeah. And he's like, in this area where people started taking care of it, things are coming back. Yay. And, like, balance is coming back. And over here, like, we have ability to, like, protect, right? This, like, planet that's so beautiful, and you watch this stunning footage of these whales feeding and these birds that are, like, covering these hills and these flowers and deep in the ocean, and it's just like, oh my gosh, how incredible, right? I mean, this balance that was there, we've destroyed some things, but people are also making it better. But, like, go watch it. Like, we live in a beautiful place, but this planet is incredible. You know, like, these waterfalls that are in different places, you just, like, sit and you're like, oh my gosh, like, how incredible, right? Stars. Aaron and I, when we were in Arches last year, we went up late at night to look at the stars, and it was just, like, just so stunning. You know, here we don't get to see that as much in the city, but I'm amazed by the littlest of things in nature. You know, my hike yesterday with Isaac, we were walking up and just, like, these little flowers, and we're like, oh, I love the aspen trees, and we're going and, like, and getting up to these beautiful lakes, and then we saw these, like, there's three tiers in these different lakes, and grass is growing, and the clouds, and just everything. It was just like, wow, like, we're blessed, like, to live on an amazing planet, right? We don't live on Mars, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like, well, hopefully yeah. We don't, but, like, like, those weren't made for us to live on, right? Like, this is such a, like, beautiful, perfect place, you know, for us to live on, but it all shows God. It reveals who he is and, like, how he's able to create things. And I'm floored by the balance that it was created with. And then it says, like, the visible helps us understand the invisible. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, do you?
Romans 1:19-20.
What's that?
Romans 1:19-20.
That's what I read, yeah. Romans 1:19-20. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is the other verse I want to look at. Alright. So it says this: we can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. And this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You know, and in that definition, saying that God's beauty, splendor, majesty being revealed in his creation, right? The world that we live in, but also in his people. And though we don't do it perfect, and though we don't always do it well, and though we hurt people in the process, right, in our mess and stuff, we still get to reflect him. And the more that we get to know him, he unveils our faces to see him clearly. And in that, we do get to love people well. We have the ability to love people well. Do we always do it right? No, I don't always do it right. But we have the ability to show him to people, to show something different, right, to show hope, to show love with no strings attached. You know, not because of who somebody is or what they bring, but just to love people. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a way that we're able to show him. And I love that, that it's his creation, but most especially in his children. The ones who truly know who he is, who love people well, right? Who see people the way that he's able to see them. It shows him. And the last one I want to look at is John 1:14. Bible is ordered a little different because it's like New Testament and then like Psalm and Songs, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's not further in
John 1 what?
John 1 14. I think there's much time to prepare for today, so here we are. Okay. And it says this, so talking about Jesus. And so the living expression became a man and lived among us. We gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. And in that definition, like I was saying, that God's beauty, splendor, and majesty most fully seen in the face of Jesus, in who he was, in how he loved people, and how he walked on the earth, and who he is today. What he did on the cross, his death and resurrection, showed God's love in such beautiful ways. And so I want to read this verse again. So the living expression became a man, lived among us. We gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. And as I looked up the word glory in the Bible dictionary, I'm not going to try to say the Hebrew, Greek words, like all those things, because I never say them right. But it says, God's infinite intrinsic worth. Like, that's his glory. It's his infinite intrinsic worth. Like, that's awesome. It's just in who he is. He's worth knowing, right? He's worth having a relationship with. And he shines that through creation, through us, and through his son. And sometimes, you know, just with everything that goes on in life, it's easy to see the negative. It's easy to focus on, you know, what's not good, what's not right, but there is such good, and there's such beauty. So, it's kind of short, but I want to open it up just for ways that you guys see him. Where are places in life, and how do you see him revealed? So, those in the interwebs, that's it for today. We love you. Goodbye.